It's the Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. People work hard to become American citizens. They study English, the Constitution, United States history, and some, like Simon Majumdar, study the food.
So when I wanted to look at becoming an American, and it was a decision, you know, I'm a very proud Brit, as you can tell from my accent, and I was a green card holder. And I could have stayed here forever like that, but I really wanted to become part of this extraordinary country and a full part. So before I made that rather big decision, I wanted to go and meet as many Americans as possible. And I think sharing a meal with someone, you know, breaking bread, tells you something about a community and people that you will never get any other way. And it certainly proved to be the truth.
More from Simon Majumdar, the rise of poke, and underground tea sipping in Montreal. This hour on The Splendid Table. This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. Writer Rowan Jacobson infiltrated a secret society in Montreal. It has a free-for-all competition. In fact, its leader, who Rowan only refers to as K, when the leader was describing the group, he says, "Think Fight Club." Well, Rowan got the story for Vice magazine, and he's here to tell the tale. Rowan, good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Lynn.
Now I've got to give away what we're talking about. Okay, the title of your piece is Getting Drunk on Tea Infusions with Montreal's Underground Connoisseurs. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about tea, but it's not quite the tea that we all grew up with. So this is, it took me a few years to really to penetrate these underground tea circles, but the hardcore tea addicts out there, or tea hipsters, you might call them, drink tea in a completely different way than we tend to think of tea being drunk here in the U.S. They drink tea almost like espresso. It's very intense, lots more tea leaves, and very little water, about what you would drink in an espresso cup. And they drink cup after cup after cup. And some of these guys, like the ones that I was hanging out with, go deep into the night doing that.
And do they bring their own teas, or are these teas from a particular tea shop?
Well, all over the place. So, yeah, when Kay, the ringleader, when I finally invited me into it, he said, think Fight Club. And what that means in this case is that they all want to basically blow away the other guys. So some of the